Wake Up Call continues now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb as we continue along with Wake Up Call this morning, Friday edition, as we set you into the weekend with the good and the bad and the dumb. But we start with the good of the day.
The good of the day. I might be on an island here, but I do believe that the good of the day is the Super Bowl halftime show that was announced yesterday.
I saw that. I was so excited, I guess.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean,
right?
I'm not on the page of, oh, this is already going to be the greatest halftime show ever. No, we got to see it before it actually happens. But I do believe it's a step up from last year's.
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know why. I kind of like the collaboration. And I love the idea of it being a hometown artist.
Yeah, it's like a lot of L.A. guys are going to be doing this.
Well, I mean,
that's pretty good.
If you didn't know, the lineup includes, the lineup is featuring Dr. Dre, Kendrick Lamar, Eminem, Mary J. Blige, and Snoop Dogg.
All right. And so how many of those are from Los Angeles?
Definitely Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, and I believe Kendrick Lamar is. I'm not sure on Mary J. Blige. Eminem, we all know, is from Michigan.
Michigan, right. All right, that works.
So, but yeah, this one, it should be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see how SoFi handles it. Because I got to imagine, that stadium is just incredible looking. The pyrotechnics or the theatrics that stadium can provide will be incredible.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. But isn't this what we kind of thought was going to happen when Dr. Dre and the NFL kind of came together?
Yeah.
Well, they were going to put together something like this that was going to be pretty big for the halftime?
I think so.
Yeah.
But, I want them to continue, wherever, what city you're going to have it in, make it about, the artist from that town.
Okay, I like that idea.
I
can get bored that
kind of
idea.
Kind of celebrate, highlight, the genre of that era or of that area, I should say.
They've done that before. Didn't, wasn't Jennifer Lopez and Shakira, weren't they part of, Miami because of the culture there?
Yeah,
and
I think you're right, yeah.
Yeah, they've kind of done that. They've dabbled in it. You're right. They've dabbled in it. That was a tribute to Prince in Minnesota.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake.
Prince was in Miami.
Prince was in Miami in the rain.
Yeah, so, yeah, I get it. So. They didn't bring, the Beastie Boys in New York when it was in New York,
no,
right?
No. I don't remember which one was in New York.
I don't remember it was in New York.
I mean, a lot of times they just try to get, whoever the hottest artist is at the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. And I remember when they, it's so hard. You have to nail it because the arrows come at you. If you don't
quickly.
Nail it perfectly.
Yeah.
And they come quickly because people want to crap on the halftime show.
They do.
They want to badly to
and
crap on it.
And last year's The Weeknd gave them all.
Oh, yeah.
All
that's right.
When he went through that Hall of Mirrors or whatever it was. And you're just I don't even get what's going on anymore.
And I'm really bad at that. I remember years ago the Black Eyed Peas performed. And I thought they did a good job. I'm like, all right, they did it. And then I went on Twitter. I'm like, oh, they didn't do a good.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, I'm going to keep my mouth shut because I actually thought they were decent.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Now you brought up. I liked the Katy Perry one.
I did too. I thought the Katy Perry one was really good.
And the only thing they really made fun of was Left Shark.
Left Shark. That was it. Other than that, she was great.
Yeah.
I thought Lady Gaga was good.
Yep.
See, again, I'm the bad person because I just go, it's good. I mean, I don't expect it. What do people want out of a halftime show, for crying out loud? What do they want? It's like a secondary act to the football game, right? I mean,
yeah,
you're getting free entertainment. What do you want?
What are they supposed to prove, these artists?
Right. Exactly. If you paid for the ticket to see the halftime show like it was a concert, maybe you'd have a right to complain. But you're sitting at home eating junk food with your friends watching a football game, and they go, oh, here's a musical act from a very famous musical group. And you go, ugh, this is garbage.
It's terrible.
I hate it. I can't stand it.
Why do I watch this?
Right. So
I
think people
like,
it's a halftime show. Just chill.
Let's have fun with it. But I think this should be entertaining. It should be
good.
I do
too. I think it's good. All right, what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day is something we're not needing come Sunday night.
Okay, which is?
It's Tom Brady being under the weather.
Oh, is he sick?
Well, I'll let you be the judge, right? This is he was answering some questions yesterday. And visually, he looked kind of pale. But it's really, you know, the combination of that plus the voice.
All right, let's hear it.
Prepare for them other than a normal opponent.
I think it's probably, you know, most difficult to play against them. I think preparing is one thing. I think playing is a whole other thing. So they're a lot of great players. Obviously well coached. They all play.
Did anybody ask him if he was sick?
I don't think anyone asked him.
I don't think anybody either. I immediately knew. Well, it was set up, obviously.
Yeah.
But you don't even need the setup. You could tell he's not sounding good.
And we don't want that. I want him to be at 100%. I want Belichick to be at 100%. I want everything. I want this to be I want this to become the instant classic we're all thinking it will become.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want Flugate Part 2.
Oh, God, you imagine?
I don't want that.
You know, like before we were saying that, you know, the only outcome we know won't happen is the Patriots blowing out the Buccaneers. And if that was to happen because Tom Brady was sick,
right,
it would instantly become Flugate.
The NFL is not rescheduling this thing anytime soon. Like, the Buccaneers are not scheduled to play the Patriots in Foxborough for like 8 years. Now, with this new additional game, I guess there is a way that they can play each other like in 2 years or 3 years. I'm not really all finely tuned into how the extra 17th game works.
And honestly, I mean, I'm not 100% certain that Brady will be around in 8 years.
Right, exactly. So, like,
you know, seven, maybe. Eight, you're pushing it.
Let's talk to all of the scientists he has on staff for TB12 to make sure he gets all the right vitamins and nutrients
juices
to be ready to go. Right.
You know, the root of a plant we've never heard of.
Absolutely. Go do it, Tom. Yeah. Make sure you're healthy.
Inhale everything.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, that's so scary. Now I'm nervous.
Yeah, I know. I mean, just when you hear his
voice.
I don't
want to see Kyle Trask going up against the Patriots.
Is that who the backup is?
I think so.
Is Josh Rosen? No, Josh Rosen's not on that team. He's on another team.
All right, what is the dumb of the day?
The dumb of the day is I'm going to give it to Elon Musk.
Oh, we've done this before with Elon Musk, so he's gotten a couple of these.
He's gotten a couple of these. Well, this one, I mean,
even though he's a certified genius,
I'll give him that, and happens to be the world's richest man once again.
Okay, did he beat Jeff Bezos?
He slid ahead of Jeff Bezos the other day. His net worth is topping a little over $200 billion. Jeff Bezos,
$200 billion.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos dipped a little bit. He dipped down to like 193.
What are we talking about? $200 billion.
$200 billion. But that's not what's dumb. What's dumb is, you know, these two kind of have like a little feud, a little rivalry, a rich man rivalry, if you will. And Elon Musk is doing what any rich man would do, and that is creating a large digit 2 statue.
Yo, is he?
And sending it to Jeff Bezos.
Oh, very good. Well, as long as the feud's rolling along.
So, I mean, this is why it's dumb. You have so much money that you're going to commission someone to create a statue of the number 2 and have that shipped, hopefully via Amazon.
You know, let me tell you, you know what, there's when you have $200 billion, and I've said this before, if I was that rich, I'd have an office that does nothing but scour the world for hard luck cases that I can alleviate one person at a time. Like, family loses their house in a fire, they didn't have insurance, or whatever I could find. I would just have people going, look through the internet, find stories of heartache where people need money, and we'll give them the money.
One day a week.
But the other thing is, on the flip side, the dangerous side of having that much money is that you can have people killed and they would never trace it back to you.
Yeah.
Like, you have enough money to put enough layers between you saying, I want this person assassinated, and there's enough money to shield you from being implicated in any of that. And no wonder these billionaires are like hunting humans on islands for fun. What can you do with that much money?
In a lifetime.
That you just, what, how many trips around the world? How many luxury experiences before you go, I can't.
Look at it this way. They're done cruising the world. Now they're going into space.
Yeah. Okay, let me give you an example. I remember the first time I went on an airplane when I was a kid, right? I loved it. I thought it was awesome. All kids do. Like, we're flying. This is great, right? The takeoff,
yep,
all of that. as I got in my career and I was traveling a lot, I was like, I hate airports. I hate flying. I'm one of those people. I like traveling. I like travel, but I don't like traveling.
Yeah.
I don't like getting to the destination.
I don't like being like on being planes. There.
I like being there if I could teleport myself. So if you got me on a Gulfstream jet, right, I would be like, I could live on this. This is great. But to Elon Musk, he's probably like, I don't want to get on that stupid plane again. Like, I'm not even going to go. Like, it's luxurious, everything that you want, but he's probably so used to it. What do you do with your life when there's nothing to obtain? There's no, what do you occupy your time with? Spaceships?
I mean, that's the next step.
Right?
I think after that, it's, you know, if it was me, it would be like, all right, well, let me commission a submarine that can dive deep down and have light so I can see things that no one else has seen.
Now, that would be a cool idea. Like, if you could invent a submarine that goes super deep where you could see crazy creatures.
Yeah, because I don't know.
Giant squids and stuff. That would be fine.
I don't know what's next.
I don't either.
I mean, it's literally, I mean, like you said, I'm certain Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, you know, name any rich man. They've been to, we sit here and we go, how many states have you been to? Right, I can rattle off, like, I've been to this state, I've been to that state, I've done this, I've done that. They probably do that with countries.
Yeah.
How many countries have you been to? I was like, I've been to them all. There isn't a country I haven't set foot on, I haven't spent the night in yet.
He should seriously find a dormant volcano and build a villain lair.
He should.
Piranha Pit, Shark Tank.
Just because.
Laser thing, stealing missiles. It opens up. An army that comes from nowhere where people aren't even, people don't even know they're missing. You ever notice those villains in those Bond movies have like armies of people and nobody ever knows who they are, or what they are, how they even got employed there in the first place? Henchmen. I'd have henchmen. If I was a billionaire, I'd have henchmen. I totally would. Jaws and whoever, you know, I'd have a bunch of those guys. But yeah, when you got $200 billion, I got to think life starts to get gets boring.
$200 billion. I mean, you can give up half. Just, you know, say I'm just going to give $100 billion up to charities around the world. You're still $100 billion.
I know. It's crazy.
I just don't.
I'd buy a state and kick everybody out of it.
Like, I read this. I read the story the other day. This is how far removed it. Okay, I read the story the other day. There was a couple in Louisiana, right? Who the bank mistakenly put, I think, $50 billion into their account.
Oh boy.
Right? It was a mistake. I mean, obviously, the bank was quick to fix it. But for a brief amount of time, they were the, I think they were the 25th richest people in the world.
With $50
billion. Which is $50 billion, you're top 25.
When I was a kid, that would have been easily number one.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it was unfathomable. Like, remember, like, Bill Gates and Warren Buffett? I mean, it was unfathomable for them to be over $100 million.
Yeah, exactly.
Or $100 billion, I should say.
It's crazy.
Now we're talking $200 billion.
Well, good for you, Elon Musk.
Get that number two out there.
Still, I can't wait for the tunnel to Dodger Stadium that you're supposed to still be building.
Yeah.
So, can't wait for that.
And there are other things, too.
Yeah, should be doing some other things, too.
Yeah.
All right, that's the good, the bad, and the dumb. Again, Josh Alper, Pro Football Talk, will join us. We'll talk NFL with him. That's coming up in 15 minutes as we continue with Wake Up Call.